There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Najee Harris had a great day today.
Yes, Chuba Hubbard got $32 million.
$33 million.
Okay, Dan Morgan is a bonehead there.
Yeah, but some running backs got paid last offseason, too.
Mainly in like the one-year, maybe two-year variety type of deals. Like Henry's deal is a two-year deal, but
well,
I think functionally speaking, it was not a long-term deal. Barkley got paid.
Okay, DeAndre Swift got 3 years and $24 million.
How much guaranteed, though, is what I care about?
I think 12.
Okay.
And he had 1,200 yards in Philly last year, and it was his first 1,000-yard season. And Najee's had three and is going on four this year.
Okay.
So that guy got eight. Hubbard got eight and change. And he's never had a 1,000-yard season. And his career rushing average is 4.1 yards per carry. And Najee's four.
Mm-hmm.
So if those guys are getting eight plus, then he's probably going to get nine or more.
Congratulations to him.
Somebody.
I hope whatever team pays him that is not the Steelers and that he has a wonderful time
so
over there.
So I agree with that, but I actually, in this moment, at this very second, I have to admit that I was wrong about something. They should have picked up his fifth-year option.
I'm not positive that that's even
the
true.
The fifth-year
option. $6 million or whatever.
6.7. That's a bargain right now.
That's a bargain if you think that what he does is irreplaceable and easily replaced.
Okay, so how would you go about replacing it then?
Draft a running back in like the middle rounds next year, third or fourth round.
And that guy walks right in and as a rookie is your starting running back?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fine with me. I don't like it when it automatically comes up because he is a big body guy back there. Where Arthur Smith is talking about him and comping him to Derrick Henry. I find that to be offensive to Henry and ignorant.
Well, he did say they were different players. He was asked about it.
They're very different players. One guy is going to go to the Hall of Fame because he is the most insane combination of big man who is also explosive that I have probably ever seen. He's a bigger dude than Adrian Peterson, and he has pretty much just as much breakaway speed, if not more, on a straight line. Najee's whole thing is that even this year, in what is shaping up to be obviously his best year, he has not really displayed what I would call breakaway speed or the ability to hit like a 70-yard home run, so to speak.
Okay, but when running backs like Chuba Hubbard are getting over $8 million a year, $6.7 million for Najee Harris suddenly doesn't look or seem
as bad. It becomes a bargain. I understand that the market is what it is, but I think with running backs, there are still more outlier deals where the market doesn't follow the player, unlike quarterback or even wide receiver, where the market generally gets reset over and over. Tight end, even. This reminds me of like the NFL contract equivalent of if my dad saying to me, you know, I would say, hey, my friends are all doing this. Why can't I? And he'd say, if all your friends jumped off a bridge, Chris, would you? Like, if all your friends signed Chuba Hubbard to a deal like that, would you? And I would say, no. If all your friends signed that deal or saw that deal and said, well, we want to get paid commensurate with that deal, I'd say, sorry, man, not happening here.
Yes, but I just also gave you DeAndre Swift from last offseason, too. A very similar player.
Do you think that if Jaylen Warren is healthy, there is a significant difference between he and Najee Harris?
No, I've said for years that I think Jaylen Warren's a better player.
Well, then I don't want to keep both of them, and I would say that the guy who even at $6.7 million would I think be not worth the money
would be the
guy I'd send on his way.
Yes, but the other part of that is Jaylen Warren has been hurt this year and hasn't been very productive. If Jaylen Warren was having a typical Jaylen Warren season, well, then I think this would be a moot point. But at the moment, as we reach the halfway point of the season and get ready for a very important stretch, Jaylen Warren has done very little this year, and Najee Harris is in the middle of the best run of his career. He's playing his best football ever.
You're a prisoner
right
of the
now.
Moment in saying that, though. Jaylen Warren is in a situation that we haven't seen from him where he hasn't been as available, so he hasn't been able to impress people. And Najee is on the best heater of his life as a pro. Like, I don't think it's intellectually very very wise to try and answer this question in this specific moment, because of course it is going to skew in Najee Harris's favor, the public opinion here. If you had asked, would anybody even take this seriously as a topic if we were asking it because Chuba Hubbard got paid today and Najee was coming off the following three games prior? An average of 3.8 yards per carry, between 60 and 70 yards every game.
No, but we're not, though. I mean,
but it's a three-game sample that we're trying to say is going to like affect the way that this team looks at him moving forward.
And Russell Wilson is a two-game sample.
Wilson has an entire Hall of Fame career in his rearview mirror that we can cite
and,
back
and Najee
to.
Harris has 1,000 yards every year, which I'm not going to praise him up and down
He has
for.
Not been an efficient, explosive running back at any point in his NFL career until the last three games. For any significant stretch of time.
Yeah, and guys that don't exactly have the reputation for being explosive running backs who make big plays are making more money than what they could have paid him last offseason.
He's also going to have probably close to 1,200 carries or something, 1,100 carries at least by the end of this season.
That's why
in his career.
We're 9 minutes into, well, not 9 minutes because I yammered about my cold to start the show. We're a few minutes into this conversation, and I have not said that they should sign him to a contract extension because I think he's priced himself out of Pittsburgh.
You just think
even
that
more.
You would have taken one more year of him at $6.7 million. I don't even think I would have done that. I just don't. I think you're going to be able to find somebody in next year's draft class if you want to.
Well, I can promise you this. If they don't do it in the draft, they won't sign a running back for $6.7 million or less who's as good or better than him. They just won't. He might get $10 million a year in free agency if he keeps this up. That's not out of the question. I'd like to know what the franchise tag number on him is. Can you look that up? Is that something that's worth it?
It's not much different.
Because that would be something where I might, if he keeps this up, say, yeah, we effed up, we screwed up, we should have done it for 6.7, but because this is only a one-year commitment and you had such a good year, and I don't want to waste a second or third round pick. I'm not taking the kid from Boise State in the first or second round. I could draft the guy in the middle rounds, and there's no doubt he could be better than Najee. Not this version of Najee Harris, I'm sorry. I cannot believe I'm making this argument, but here we are because I am just reacting to what I've seen the last few weeks, which is, I think, what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to look at things as they are right now.
2024 franchise tag value was 11.9 for running backs. Prohibitive.
He'd have to really, really get hot in the second half of the season for me to want to pay him that. But guess what? I'm not going to completely rule that out right now with how he's going.
I mean, I'm
not opposed to that.
I think Ohio State has two running backs who are going to get drafted who I think would probably do a comparable job to what Najee Harris has done for a fraction of the price. Judkins and Henderson. Like, I'm just looking at 2025 running back rankings, and the literal first sentence that I'm seeing in some of the analysis is most of these are big-bodied, three-down
guys. And where are they
going
to go?
Guys.
I don't want to use a second-round pick on a running back, do you?
How about Ollie Gordon from Oklahoma State?
Horrible year.
Okay, still 6'2", 225. Big dude. How about Caleb Johnson from Iowa, 6', 225. Big dude.
If Caleb Johnson walked into this casino sportsbook right now, he need to have a hard time getting around because there's not a lot of room with so many people here. I wouldn't recognize him.
Okay, so what?
I'm just saying I'm not familiar with his game, as the kids say.
What are you talking about, the Shaq meme here?
Donnie, your thoughts on all this?
I wouldn't pay him. I wouldn't unless he came back with his tail between his legs, which I don't think is going to happen because he is having his best season as a pro. I think they've played it pretty wisely with how his career has gone. I mean, they would have never made the pick anyway if this current regime was in place. Let's be honest. Omar Khan would not have taken a running back in the first round.
Yeah.
And if this still was Kevin Colbert, and no knock to him, they probably exercise the option. They're probably actively working on a deal at this moment if he is still in charge. That's also not the case. I think you let him play this out, you give him a handshake at season's end, you tell him we appreciate the effort you gave us for the last few years, but if you don't get anything better on the open market, give us a ring. So I just don't see that happening.
So you don't have any regrets about the fifth-year option either?
No.
Wow.
Your landlord does, Donnie. He said not picking up the 6.7 was idiotic.
So do you guys both look at this then as he's just a complete byproduct of their system right now?
Yeah, I don't think he's doing anything that any
man.
That a lot
I'm
of
watching
other
him run, and he's running
do.
People over, and he's got more burst than I've seen.
He's
out
running
of him.
He's running hard, and that's I think a major reason why people like him, because it's very easy to be to kind of get the vapors about a running back that's trucking people.
Yeah,
once
but
in a while.
But it's actually getting results. It's not just you're looking at a guy and he's working hard. He's not like a hockey player who's on the fourth line who goes into the corner and you're like, look at this guy mucking and grinding out there. It's not,
okay.
It's not or a guy that like eats innings for you in baseball. He's actually giving you like high end running hard production
for
right
three
now.
Three games he has done that. I just think you are falling victim to prisoner of the moment syndrome.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.